Unit 4, page 41. Exercise B. Listen to the school counselor, Mr. Liang, talking to five students. Write down the reason that each student asks for advice. Then choose the correct option to identify each piece of advice. Blacken the circles under the correct letters. The first one has been done for you as an example. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. Example.
So, Jim, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, I wanted some advice on my new neighbour. I want to get to know him, but he's deaf, so I'm not sure how to talk to him.
Yes, I see. Do you know if he uses sign language?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him communicate with anyone else.
Well, in that case, I would advise that you speak slowly and clearly when you talk to him, so that he can read your lips.
Okay, that sounds like good advice. I'll try to be slow and clear when I talk to him. Thanks, Mr. Liang.
One.
Ah, Kate, how can I help?
Well, Mr. Liang, my problem is that I find it really hard to talk to Westerners. You see, I have a part-time job in a souvenir shop, and we have many Westerners as customers. I find it really hard to talk to them.
That's a tricky problem. Of course, there are lots of things that you can do to improve your English skills. But really, my advice is to just be brave. You don't need excellent English to help them find the souvenir they need or to answer their questions. Just be brave and start speaking. I think you'll find that most of them are very friendly.
Okay, I'll try.
And just remember, your English is probably a lot better than their Cantonese.
Two.
Come in, Shelley. What's up?
It's my parents, Mr. Liang. I often argue with them, and I feel really bad about it.
So, you often argue with your parents? That's very common for teens. Most teens argue with their parents. But what makes things worse is when people start to lose their temper. That's something you want to avoid. Take my advice, Shelley. Never lose your temper. If you lose your temper, you lose the argument.
Oh, okay.
But if you stay calm and don't lose your temper, then it shows that you are mature and reasonable. And that may persuade your parents to see things from your point of view.
Okay, I'll try my best not to get angry.
Three.
Come in, Mike. How's it going?
Not great. I've been having problems with my dad.
Oh, what's the problem?
Well, it's that he never listens to me. I mean, he used to listen to me. We used to talk a lot, but recently he's always busy talking on the phone or replying to emails. He never listens to a word I say.
That must be frustrating. Have you tried talking to him about it?
Yes, but he wasn't listening.
Ah, well, why don't you try writing him an email to explain how you feel? I mean, you've tried talking to him and it didn't work, so maybe writing him an email would catch his attention. He can read it in his own time, and it might be easier than trying to have a serious conversation if he's busy.
Okay, I'll try. I hope typing things out works.
Four.
Hi, Mr. Liang.
Hello, Nicola. Did you want to talk to me?
Yes, I need your advice.
Oh, okay. What about?
Well, I feel that people often misunderstand me.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, people often fail to understand me when I'm talking. When I say something, they think that I mean something else. But I don't know why they misunderstand me.
Okay. That must be difficult for you. What I would do is use more hand gestures while speaking. Gestures will help you express yourself, and that may help other people to understand you as well.
Okay, let me try using more gestures then. Thanks, Mr. Liang.